All right, let's get back to our seats if you would. This song is entitled Ancient Words. We've sung it a few times before. And we think about the role of God's Word in our lives and what it has to say to us and for us. And so we sing about it this morning, Ancient Words. And I think you'll appreciate the words to these verses.
Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world, where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. And we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. And holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. And we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. And we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Amen. Give thanks.
Thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks. Let the poor say, I am.
time before the message, and this is the air I breathe, living in God's presence. Got a message. My mom used to say a little birdie told me so. But Tony ain't no little birdie. He's a big bear. Tony just told me that Evelyn's birthday is next week and she's not going to be here. Yes, so we're going to sing happy birthday to Evelyn back there.
And Craig, your brother.
Whoa, okay. All right. You want us to, we'll get him on this week too. Okay, so. Okay, good thing.
It's 5 of us.
5?
Yes.
Let's rat them out. Let's hear who it is.
Jim Smith.
Elimelech, too. I don't see him here today, though. Okay, so Craig's not going to be here next week, and Evelyn's not. Now, we'll cover Jim next week. We'll get you next week, okay? All right. Okay, let's give him a good one now, all right? Happy birthday. How old, Craig? 58. Pushing 60. Evelyn? Say 25, yeah, 63. All right, let's give him a happy birthday. A little bit early. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
Okay. I want to also mention we had the Chamber of Commerce asked if we could organize a National Day of Prayer. We've done it in the past, but there was a great turnout. I think there were about 35 people that came out, and Tony led the prayer service, and others participated. It was a great blessing. Look forward to it again next year, and certainly. There's plenty to pray about, wouldn't you agree, in our day? So, if you got your Bibles, it's kind of almost obligatory that pastors, preachers preach from Proverbs 31 on Mother's Day. And oftentimes, it's the content of it is all the things good mothers are supposed to be doing. And usually moms think, good grief, you know, why hit me with that every single year? But we're going right to the back of the chapter, and we're going to talk about a little different subject, and we're going to actually talk about rewarding her for all she has done, rewarding her for all she has done. I'm going to get a sip of water here, and then we'll pray, and then we're going to get started. Let's bow our heads, let's pray, and ask God to speak to our hearts today. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, Lord, and we thank you that we could gather today in safety and even in comfort. Lord, please help us to take stock of our blessings. Lord, for those who have had mothers that are on the other side of this life, Lord, we pray that you would comfort them, each one, as if they look back and consider all that their mothers have done. Lord, we pray for those whose mothers are still with them, and we pray, Lord, there would be an appreciation and a recognition gladly given to all that that moms do. Lord, we just pray that you would help us as we open your word to be instructed by it, and Lord, to put it into practice in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Each year, as we said, we take this Sunday to recognize and to salute our mothers. I want to tell you a little something about Mother's Day. I want to find out what was the origin of Mother's Day. Some of you may know, but it was first celebrated in 1907. A lady by the name of Anna Jarvis held a worship service at Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia. She wanted to set aside a day to honor all mothers because she believed that a mother is the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world. And I thought about that. That is certainly the case for myself, my brother. I'm very grateful. Anna Jarvis would go on to promote it to be a national holiday. Took a number of years, but in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating the second Sunday in May as a national holiday to honor mothers. The rest of the story is interesting. You remember Paul Harvey used to have that radio show, and now the rest of the story, you'd often hear a whole lot more interesting stuff behind just the headline. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Anna Jarvis became troubled by the commercialization that immediately overtook the day. And she had envisioned that there would be handwritten notes to mom instead of just the store-bought ones and sign the name. And she just had a hard time with that. And she threatened lawsuits against candy companies because they got in on the act. And she introduced boycotts of certain of the products. And this one really kind of made me chuckle. She was arrested for disturbing the peace. a thing was developed where they would sell carnations to raise funds right around Mother's Day. And she just felt like that took the very heart of what she had worked so hard to establish completely on a whole nother track. And that's sadly what happens, isn't it? But you know, it's up for us, even though commercialization may be running rampant even today, it's up for us to step back to what it was originally intended for, and that was to recognize and express our gratitude to our mothers. I found a few things I want to read. I couldn't make these things up. I'm just not that smart, but I can read and I can find some good stuff. Here's a couple of things on moms, mothers. A mother's ministering love and self-giving sacrifice are beyond our ability to reward. They cared for us when we were helpless. Think about that. A mother's love, caring for her children when they were helpless. They watched over us like guardian angels. And they loved us at times when nobody else would love us. I look back at pictures of me in my teenage years and some of the get-ups I was wearing in the 70s. I just shake my head. Some of them I've actually torn up. I don't want anybody else to see them. But you know what? My mom, she loved me right through all of that stuff. I'm sure my dad was shaking his head. But my mom, she loved my brother and I. So there is nowhere in all creation such an image of unselfish love as that of a woman for her child. She almost, and in some cases does, give her life for the infant's existence. It's a poet you may have heard of. He's one of France's most well-known poets, Victor Hugo. He said this about mothers. Mother's arms are made of tenderness, and sweet sleep blesses the child who lies therein. And boy, a child in his mom's arms, that's a good place to be for a little one. But all through his vulnerable years, she watches over him with untiring care. When the child goes into the world, she follows the child with unfailing interest. He may forget her, but she will never forget him. If he does well, her joy is unbounded. If he does poorly, her heart is broken. And without a thought, she spends her life on the child. I read this as well, that mothers hold their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever. What a beautiful picture of a mother. Now, sadly, in our world, our fallen world, there are some who abandon and neglect and abuse their children. But I would contend that these are the exception. Most mothers do the right thing. Most mothers are doing their very best, and because of that, they deserve our recognition and gratitude. Wouldn't you say that's the truth? I want us to go to our passage of Scripture today, Proverbs 31, and I'm going to start in verses 28 and go through verse 31. And there's a phrase in there that really kind of captured my attention. If you look at all the verses before it, you see all the things that this writer says that mothers do. And some people say it's not, you know, a job description for a single mom, but it's a composite of what moms all over the world do and all of the different skills that they employ in taking care of their families. But here's what it says, starting in verse 28. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. And boy, that makes a lot of sense. If you have a woman who recognizes that she lives before Almighty God, and he has delivered to each of us how he wants us to go about living. A woman that pays attention to that, she will be praised, because it's going to impact her character. It's going to impact the decisions that she makes. And so a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Look in verse 31. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Reward her for all she has done. You know, just about each year as we come to this day, I pull aside to make mention of some things, because it's true that for some, Mother's Day is difficult. It's no joy at all. And some come to church on Mother's Day with real mixed emotions. Maybe you wanted to be a mother, but you couldn't for some reason. Maybe you didn't have the best mother in the world. Some have had a mother who's passed away and left this life. Some have lost a child. And some feel the pain, mothers feel the pain of a wayward child this morning that you've been praying for, and your heart is broken about where they've ended up. Some are flying solo, a single mom working hard to grow her children up and preparing and taking care of them. My prayer is that God would give you grace and strength as you walk through the disappointments that you face. And I want to read a passage. It's in the New Testament. Jesus said these words, and they mean so much to us as we go through what life has to offer us. Here's what Jesus said, Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So let me just encourage any mom here today, any woman here today who is, Mother's Day is just not a great day of joy or celebration. Let me just point you to Christ, who understands what you're going through, and he can give your spirit, your soul, some rest. But let's turn our attention back to the passage here and the very last phrase that we read there, reward her for all that she has done. You know, when it comes to all that mom has done, too often much is taken for granted and accepted without thanks, without gratitude. Because, and here's often why sometimes we fail to give appreciation to our mothers, because the kindness and the sacrifice has been so constant and so continual. We just expect it. But lo and behold, if it's somehow stopped or cut off, we know how blessed we've been. And you know, there are many who feel the deep pain of regret because it is too late to give long overdue acknowledgement or to express gratitude for a mother's faithful love and patient toil for those that she loves. You know, our Bibles are very clear. One of the Ten Commandments that were given to God's people and are still in force for us: honor your father and mother, that you may live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God has given you. Exodus 20 and verse 12. And do you know that it's repeated in the New Testament? The book of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 2 and 3. It says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Friends, you know the responsibility to honor parents is for life. It doesn't just end at a certain age. We are told by God to honor our fathers and mothers. That doesn't mean we're always going to be in agreement with them. When we move out of the house and we develop our own family and we move into adulthood, we bear the responsibilities and the consequences of the choices we make. But we are still to honor our parents, no matter how old we get. And that's important. So the scripture says, reward her for all that she has done. Do you know there are many in our day who receive praise that they don't really deserve? I can't help but think of individuals who are celebrated for outlandish and sometimes obscene behavior. All the while, there are mothers who day in and day out care for their families and reach out to help others. But you're not going to see them on TV, are you? And they're not going to be rewarded on social media platforms. Every now and then, somebody recognizes the sacrifice and love of a mother. But they ought to be rewarded by the people who are cared for by them. That's who ought to reward a mother. And if her family won't do it, her actions will. Take a look here in this passage we read. It says, reward her for all she has done. And then it says, let her deeds publicly declare her praise. If her family won't wake up and recognize it, the very actions that she does will speak it loudly. And I thought about someone who's mentioned in the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 9. There was an individual by the name of Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas. And I'm going to read you this passage. It's Acts chapter 9. I'm going to read verses 36 through 42. Because it's telling about an individual who her very actions declared her praise. Let me read here. It says, there was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby at Lydda. So they sent two men to beg him, please come as soon as possible. Verse 39, so Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them. And so here was a person whose very actions declared what she was about, what she was doing. And families here today, certainly those who have benefited from a mother's continued love and sacrifice should stand up to say, I thank you, Mom, and I thank God for you. If the families won't, the very actions their moms do can do that. Well, how can we reward her for all that she has done? And this isn't anything new that I share with you guys today. But you know, sometimes the most important things we need to be reminded of. And so we want to take time to, how can we reward our moms, our mothers, for all that they have done? First of all, let her know that it's appreciated. A sincere thank you means a lot. And let's go back to the passage here in Proverbs 31 and verse 28. It says this, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. And you know what, Dad, if your children are still in the home, do you want to know how you can set an example? You praise their mother. You praise those children's mom, and they'll understand it. But here's what they say. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. You know, just to say it in plain everyday language, there's a lot of great moms, but Mom, you're the best. And you know what? Moms need to hear that. They need to know that their labors are appreciated. Secondly, how can we reward her for all that she has done? Well, remember what she taught you. Remember what she taught you. Let's take a look in Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 20 through 23 of Proverbs chapter 6. It says, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. I can't tell you how many times in the course of my life, and I hope that my mind will be with it enough to remember going forward. But I know up to this point, I can remember things my mom said to me growing up. She tried so hard to teach us manners, I'm not sure what the scorecard is on that. We work at it. My brother said to my mom one time, "Mom, if it wasn't for you, Bruce and I would just be rednecks." She's from the old country. She's from Scotland. There are certain ways to do things. When we make tea for her in the morning, there is a way to do it, and we do it just like that. But, you know, there are things that my mom tried to teach my brother and I, and that I can still remember. Maybe some of you can today, things that you were instructed by your mom. And so, you know, how can you reward your mom? How can I reward my mom? Well, by remembering what they taught us and putting it into work in our lives. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. Here's the third thing. How can we reward her for all that she has done? And that's simply this: treat her right. Treat her right. Let's go to Proverbs 19 and verse 26. Proverbs 19, verse 26. And this is pretty, you know, full-on frontal truth. There's no dancing much around this. It says, "Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace." You know, I've seen young people who are disrespectful to their mothers. And I know that young people, particularly in those teenage years, they're trying to bust out of whatever they're trying to bust out of and trying to establish their own independence. But wise is the young person who will be respectful to a mother. And when I think about some of the treatment I've seen as I've been around, of moms who are doing their best and young people who cannot be satisfied and who are rude and resentful and hateful towards their parents, I think of an unbalanced scale, all that mother has done to try to pour into that child's life. Oftentimes, young people, when they move through those years, they figure things out, and there's a change, you know, and there is some repentance. And sometimes a young person will go to a mother that they've been disrespectful to and hateful towards, and they'll realize God has put it on their heart to say, "This is not right, and I want to ask you to forgive me." And if that's the case, it would be wise to march into that territory, because God will bless your life as a result of that. So treat her right. The Bible says, we read it from the book of Exodus, honor your father and mother. You know what that means? It means to speak well of them, and it means to speak respectfully to them, acting in ways that show them courtesy and respect. Even when we are fully grown, even when we are making our own decisions and paying our own way, the Bible says to honor your father and your mother. And it's very clear on that. And so how can we reward her for all that she's done? Well, we can let her know that all that she's done is appreciated. It's not just taken for granted. We can let her know that we appreciate what she's done, that we reward her by remembering what she taught, but taking care of her. And that means taking care of her when she is old. Take a look here in Proverbs 23. Again, it's pretty clear on this from Scripture. It says here, "Listen to your father." This is Proverbs 23 and verse 22. "Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old." Do not despise your mother when she is old. Let's go to the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 5 is a pretty revealing passage about what God wants of his people. 1 Timothy chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4 and then going to land on verse 8. So how do we reward our moms if they're still with us? That is taking care of her when she's old. Now, we're right in the thick of it ourselves, of taking care of our mom. And I will tell you, it's been a joy and a privilege. And I have a sneaking suspicion as the years wear on that we'll look back on this time and realize what a precious time it was. help take care of her, much like she took care of us when we were little. And you ever heard that saying, once a man, twice a child? That's where it's going to end up for us, folks, if you don't know that, okay? And for those who've got children, treat them right, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be taking care of you. Our son Andy was half joking one time. He said, Dad, when you get old, I'm going to wheel you out in the driveway and hose you down. And I thought, I think I'm going to stay with Ashley. So keep that in mind, friends, as you're growing your children up. They're going to be the ones that are going to be taking care of you. Let's take a look at this. This talks about how we are to deal with one another as believers within the context of a church, within the context of a family. And let me read. It says, never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. Take care of any widow who has no one else to care for her. But if she has children or grandchildren, their first responsibility is to show godliness at home. And boy, look at this next phrase. And repay their parents by taking care of them. This is something that pleases God. And so, friends, we see it there that this is what believers are expected to do. Now, it doesn't all look the same. I'm not standing here today to say to you, you have to do it the same way we're doing it. I don't even know how long. We don't know what the future looks like, but we are to take care of our parents. And there's a big difference between taking care of them and abandoning them. We spent 14 years going over to the nursing home with Tony and Ann and ministering to those folks. Tony and Ann would go on a weekly basis. I would go every other week, and I played the guitar. But Tony and Ann led the service and wheeled people out of their rooms and brought them to the service and would take them back. And I cannot tell you how many that I got to know that nobody came to see them. Nobody came to say a word, and I don't know. I can't judge every situation because I don't know all of the backgrounds, but I have a sneaking suspicion there were some young people who just didn't bother going by and seeing them, and how their hearts longed for a touch and just loved to be hugged. I've told you this before. I still makes me laugh. We were having a service there one day. I was playing the guitar, and this sweet-looking little old lady had a little floppy hat on, motioned for me to come and lean in. I leaned in, and she said, go to hell. And I thought, I didn't know what to say. I just went right back to playing. That was cruel, wasn't it? But, you know, friends, I will tell you, countless people who are just warehoused and sent off. And sadly, family shows up when it's time to split the dough. And that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy. So here's what it says. It says, this pleases God. We're talking today about rewarding those who have poured so much into our lives. And if you have the opportunity, for many here today, look, we're an older congregation. There are some young folks here today. Certainly don't miss out on this, but there are many of us whose parents are already gone from this life. Certainly today, we should stop long enough to be grateful and express our gratitude for what has been done for us. But let's go now to verse 8 in this same chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 5. But those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. That's serious words. So it is an obligation that we have to remember those who have cared for us and take care of them when they're old. Here's the fourth thought, and that is this: make her heart glad and live for God. Make her heart glad, live for God. Let's go back to Proverbs 23. Read verses 24 and 25. Proverbs 23. It says this: the father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. You want to make your mom happy? You want to make your mom, reward her, even if she's on the other side of this life? Live for God. Live for God. Honor him. That will be a way to reward her. And so today we're talking about rewarding those who have loved us and cared for us. And the same chapter of Proverbs 31, I'm going to ask Connie, I know you're working at these verses back there. Could you turn to verse 10 in Proverbs 31? The writer says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? And he goes on to say, she is more precious than rubies. And so we are to recognize her value and her worth, to consider and appreciate and express just how much your mother has meant to you or that she means to you now. And it may be that not much thought has been given to it as of late, but today, hopefully you'll stop long enough and realize just how blessed you've been if you've had a mother who's cared for you. Reward her for all she has done. Before we close in prayer, I want to ask, is there